Hello.
My name is Tamara Matter, and I call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this callback?
Yes, ma'am. This is him. This is Aaron Blake.
How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had my unemployment card mailed to me, but it got sent to the wrong address. The address on file, and I've been trying to call and call. I've been calling and calling around. The card they have on that they mailed to me got sent to the wrong address. I need to get that update that address so I can get my card remailed to me.
Okay, hold on, sir, please. Okay.
I've been doing everything I can online and everything and ain't getting nowhere. So they tell me that I needed to call.
Okay.
And that I just needed to give you the new address and see if I can get my card resent to the address.
Okay, hold on. Okay, what I need from you then, first of all, I need your social, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's 432-75-5578.
Okay. And verify your name for me, please.
Aaron Christopher Blight.
Okay. And what we need... and claim it. Wait a minute. Hold one, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you need to change your
mailing address and all that.
Okay.
What
you mean you need to change, Clementine, change. Hold on.
And I need to get the card resent to me.
Hold on.
My way to go card. Hello?
Okay, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, verify your name again for me.
Aaron Christopher Blight. So they had recently mailed me a card, but it went
to another job. Okay, your last name is spelled B-L-E-I-D-T.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. What we've been ready to do, I want you to get a pen and paper, because what I need you to do is you're going to call the card services number and you're going to have them to resend a card. But we're getting ready to have your new address.
Yeah.
And that's your home address, correct? Hold on, sir.
Yes, ma'am. It was supposed to go to that address.
D-R-E-S-S. Needs to change address. Okay. Give me the. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the confusion.
Wait a minute. Claim it. There's no.
Because it was supposed to go to 279A North Washington.
Okay, I'm going to put this in my thing. Wait a minute. 110-5124. Okay, hold on. Okay. Needs to change. That's your home address, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's my mailing address.
Okay, your mailing. Okay.
I see the guy said that the card was going to go there, and it ended up going to another place.
That's all right. We're going to get it fixed for you. Needs to change mailing address. Okay. And now what is the mailing address?
279A.
279A as in Apple?
Yes, ma'am.
279A.
North Washington Avenue.
North, hold on. I want to make sure I get everything right. N-O-R-T-H, Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Avenue.
Mobile, Alabama, 36603.
Mobile, Alabama. What's it? 36603?
Yes, ma'am.
I have 279A as an Apple, North Washington Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36603.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? Okay, hold on. Okay. Got that in there. Okay. Now, the number that you need to call to get another card sent to the correct address, and make sure you give them the correct address. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
1-833.
2779.
Yes.
And they'll have this information on file while I'm ready to get my card mailed to me.
Right. You're going to give them the information. When you call it, you're going to give them the correct information as well. But we're getting ready to fix your information on file. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But that is the card number that you're going to call.
Okay. And am I okay to file for unemployment still?
Ms. Hill, I got you.
Is it okay if I file for unemployment still?
Yes, sir. You're trying to file, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm also trying to file too, because I'm looking for unemployment. I've had a few jobs. I did a little temp work. I put 5 applications in today. And I'm trying to having a little trouble. I was incarcerated for a couple of years. I just got done serving for a little bit of time, but I'm a felon now, so it's kind of a little bit hard for me to find a job. And I've been trying to find a job and get me a full time job and stuff. I've done a little temp service work, but that's
okay.
Not
so what is this? Where you getting a card for now?
That's from me, for my unemployment, and I have funds on my card. That's I have $357 that's on my card.
Okay, well, okay. So, yeah, I gave you, you need to call that so you can get that card.
When I get the card, refile?
Yeah, you need to,
just wait on the card to come. and then refile when it comes?
Yes, sir. Because, okay, are you filing now, Mr. Aaron?
I can. I guess so. I might as well. It ain't, I don't think it'll hurt anything.
Who was your last employer?
Labor Finders, Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, what? Give me that social one more time.
432-755-5578.
432-755-5578.
Yes, ma'am. And I also work for New South Express in Lincoln, Alabama, but it was a temp job, too. I've been doing temp service work, but I haven't been able to get a full-time job out of it yet. So
okay,
who
was your last employee, sir?
Labor Finders. I worked for them last Sunday.
Okay, see, so Elwood Staffing is not. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, sir, please.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, your address has been updated, okay?
All right, thank you.
So everything is going to come to your, everything is going to come to your, that card. Yes, it's going to come to the address you gave me. Now, I don't see your last, I see Elwood Staffing. I don't see Labor Finance.
Yeah,
so
I guess
who are you trying to file
service
now for? Is it would be, so you're filing for, so you're not working now?
No, ma'am.
So
I'm seeking employment. I am seeking employment.
Okay, I mean, I can take your claim. I can do a claim for you, sir. So your last employee, I need the last job, the job, and when was your last day worked? When was your last day worked?
I would say the end of March. March 28th.
I mean, I can file a claim for you, sir, if you want me to.
Mm-hmm.
Your PIN number is 14. Did you start a claim, Mr. Aaron? Did you already try to start it?
I tried to.
Okay.
I tried to, but it didn't work out because all that other stuff got messed up.
Hold on, please. Let me give you your PIN number.
Okay. I mean, that unemployment would help me until I could find a full-time job.
Your PIN number is going to be 1492.
1492, okay.
That's your PIN number, and I see you started trying to start a claim.
And what's that PIN number for, the card or?
The PIN number is when you call your claim in and they ask to make sure you are who you are. You're going to make your own PIN number for your card, sir.
Okay.
So you have to remember that PIN number, because if you want to go into go look at your update on your portal, it won't let you unless you have that PIN number. So I see you did you went all the way up to your email address. I need your date of birth, please.
My birth date is 10/15/1985.
And your mother's maiden name?
Mary Frances Nablin.
Do you have a driving license?
I don't have a driver's license, but I got an Alabama ID.
Okay,
can
you
give
me that? Yes, sir, please.
Yes, man, 1 second. Let me pull it out. Okay, you want the number now? It's 104-21-665.
104-21-665.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your race, please?
White.
Okay. And you're non-Hispanic, correct?
No, ma'am. I'm not Hispanic.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
It was 11th grade.
Okay.
But I'm seeking my GED and stuff, too, so it's just been a process. Since I got out of prison, I've been kind of homeless and stuff like that and trying to find a job and get back on my feet. So I'm trying to do what I can and use any resource I can to help me.
Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. I've never been in the military.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your residential country, United States of America. And what is
yes,
your
ma'am.
resident address, please?
279A North Washington.
Wait a minute. 279A North.
North Washington Avenue.
Okay. Yes, I see. You are Aaron C. B. L. E. T. Okay. Okay. So
yeah,
you had another address.
Blight.
You had another address, 1009 Daphne Street, but that's not there anymore.
No,
correct.
No, that ain't it.
279A North Washington Avenue. Is that still Mobile, Alabama, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's that zip code, please?
It is 36603.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your resident address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
I'm a skilled laborer and forklift operator.
Forklift. Okay.
That's who I was working for with Express. I was a forklift operator. It was only 6 weeks, but the situation kind of fell through.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. Not that I know of.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Right at the moment, I would like to remain local, so I'm going to say about 25 miles.
Okay.
I'm trying
what
to reside and find employment in my hometown, Mobile.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
I work for myself sometimes, but I don't have my own business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, not at all. I wish I did.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employee you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid.
I don't have one of them.
So you
I
want
a prepaid
card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on, sir, please. You have indicated that you wish to receive your payment unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, the card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and $0.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note, customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefit card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we are getting the card. And who is the employee that you're filing for, sir?
I guess it would have to be the NFC or the...
Who was the last employee, sir?
Express. Express Employment.
Okay, you said
I worked for another company too, Express.
So who is the employer? Express
the employer,
is who you... Yes, sir.
Yes, it was Express Employment, their temp service, and I worked for New South Express through them. The last one I worked for last week was Labor Finders, and that's Labor Finders Pierce is I think the one what they call it, but that's a temp service, so I don't know if that's on there or not. I'm not.
Labor Finder, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have the address for them, please?
Yes, it's St. Francis. I don't know the numbers to it, but I know it's St. Francis Street, downtown Mobile, Alabama. St. Francis and Joachim. I can Google it real quick. Let me see my...
I'm going to need an address. I need an address.
Hold on one second. I'll get it real quick. Let me Google it real quick. I'm on Google right now. Give me just one second. Typing it in, labor. It's 225 St. Francis Street.
Okay, hold on, please. 225.
St. Francis.
S-T-A. Can you spell it out for me, please?
It's 225 S-T-F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
Okay. S-T.
F-R-A-N.
F-R-A-N-C-I-S. Street.
Yes, ma'am.
What city, please?
Mobile, Alabama.
I need the zip code, please.
It is... One second. I'm pulling it up. Okay, it went to something else. Zip code. It's 36603.
36603.
Yep.
Can I have a phone number for them, please?
Yes, ma'am. 251-438-5808.
And the work location, city and state, is Mobile, Alabama, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I need your employment start date with them, please. I need a month and day and year that you started.
I would say, let's see, it would be, it would actually be, May 4th. Because it was right after April, May 4th, 2024.
And when was your last day worked? I need a month, day, and year.
Last Sunday. I don't remember what the date was, but it was last Sunday.
Last Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
June. Last Sunday would have been the 30th of June.
Yes, ma'am.
6/30/2024. Okay. And the reason why you're no longer working, quit, discharge, lack of work, or other?
I'm going to put other because I'm still looking for work. I haven't quit or anything like that. It's a temp service. I told them I would go back in there in the morning.
So is it lack of work, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you receive any time after your last day of work of vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you received a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
You certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'll be asking you some randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1108 Hummingbird Trail, 2417 Beechwood Street, 8300 North Interstate 35, 912 East Calhoun Avenue.
Neither one.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Covington, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, Bosser City?
Baton Rouge.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1997 Pontiac Sunfire, 2005 Volkswagen.
Pontiac Sunfire.
Which of the following street addresses in Wilmer have you ever lived or been associated with? 10450 Franklin Lane, 10869 Waltman Drive South.
That one. Yes, that one. 10869 Waltman Drive South.
Which of the following street addresses in Sims have you ever lived or been associated with? 10966 Harbison Road, 3776 Hardin Man Road.
Harrison Road, the Harrison.
Okay. Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in, because you need to have this done, sir. You have to go and have an updated resume on file. You go to www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You need to go in there and go ahead and do that, because if not, that can deny you a benefit.
What's the address?
It's a website. It's www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And update your
Alabama
online.
Alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
.alabama.gov. And
Alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Correct.
All right.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in benefits in your they can cause a deny your benefits. The process we just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start your payments. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week, sir, could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file either online or call 1-800-752-7389 each week and file your weekly benefits. You have Sunday till Friday by 5 p.m. You must remember your PIN number.
And Alabama, that's at 1492.
Correct. Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and complete 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. Now, if you need assistance with your work search, sir, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center and they will assist you with
that. Yes,
ma'am. Do you have any questions?
Okay. No, ma'am. So what do I do? Just call this number and get the card resent?
Yeah. You call the number I gave you, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
The 1-833-888-2779 number, sir.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'll do that as soon as I hang up with you. And I'm going to go on to alabamaworks.gov and put in a resume.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.